In the 7-Day Connect, what we are seeking to do is firmly establish the beginning. You have to understand the beginning of everything. Space, air, water, land, rock, separation of land from land, oceans, star, sun, moon. If you think it evolved, or you think it was a product of a bang indiscriminately, or you just think God designed the bang, you have some intelligent design component, but yet he takes his hands off and just lets things play out, and you don't buy the literal 6-day order and the 7-day week, and you live in a 7-day week, right? We live in a 7-day week. Why? Because God made everything in 7 days. The ancients knew this. They're smarter than us. We have to go back to this seven-day literal order to reestablish who we are. Then we have to claim who we are as a human being, given the full responsibility to manage the entire Earth all the way to the end, the outer rim, which is Antarctica. It's not a freaking thing underneath, ice cap underneath the bottom of a spinning ball. You have to jettison that idea because it doesn't fit physics, it doesn't fit the Bible, and it doesn't even fit logic. You have to violate all sense of logic and space and how things work, especially water, how it rolls downhill at 1 millimeter. It'll move downhill, right? Yet oceans will stick to the side of a spinning thing. Doesn't make any sense because we are being lied to every day by brilliant people, conservative people, Christian people, universities, building a whole system of research on space that's based on a bang, and it's Christian, Wheaton College or Liberty College, or think of any historically Christian thing, Yale, the Ivy League itself, Christian at origin. The people who started these Ivy League schools did not believe in any of this nonsense. So what we have to do fundamentally is restore the human being back to the beginning as it's represented in Scripture. And either you believe Scripture is the inspired word of God, and then you take that written word over generations, preserved by Adam, by Noah, Enoch, Noah, right? After the flood, they preserved the history. And it got handed down to Abraham, handed it down to Isaac and Jacob. Jacob handed it down to his descendants. They knew their history, and eventually Moses codifies it in the Torah, but it was already there, written. So we got to go back to the ancient truth in order to prepare the earth for his return, which is the one who fulfilled the promise to David that you would have a son that sits forever on a throne in Jerusalem, because that's where it all ends. And you have to know that history to begin the next step of how to work out your salvation. If you don't know your beginning, if anybody doesn't know the beginning of a thing, how does it understand what the thing was intended to be?